Canary Street Press and Harper Audio present A Tropical Rebel Gets the Duke by Adriana Herrera. Performed by Frankie Corso. To Carrie Buckley, a true Leona and a treasured steward of my vision and voice as an author. This book discusses abortion and aftercare. Please see the author's note at the end of the book for more information. Let grief convert to anger. Blunt not the heart. Enrage it. William Shakespeare, Macbeth. One day, a woman is going to blow your life to smithereens, and I will be there to laugh in your face. James Evanston Sinclair, to Apollo Cesar Sinclair Robles, a Caribbean heiress in Paris. Prologue. July 1889. Paris, France. Aurora Montalban Wright was no rebel. At least, that was what most who knew her would say. It was not an unfair assessment of her character. After all, true rebels never bothered with consequences, not when a glorious mission lay in the balance. No one would label Aurora a carefree sort, and that was fine by her, because what she'd learned early in life was that rebellions cost blood, sweat, and tears, and she had none of those to spare. This, of course, did not mean she was above bending a rule, or five if the situation called for it. In fact, twice in her past, she'd broken every rule set before her in order to escape her circumstances. Once, humiliatingly, for a man, which came to a disastrous end. The other, equally catastrophic, for her freedom. Despite this, Aurora was not rebellious by nature. It was simply that she was galvanized by the word no. The more she was told that she could not do something, the more creative she became at conquering it. No, Aurora was no rebel. But tonight, she felt like one. The worst possible news had come at the worst possible time, and she desperately wanted a distraction. In fact, she wanted far more than that. She needed the kind of oblivion that only came from terrible decisions. Thankfully, she was in a city where immoral diversions were easy enough to procure, if one knew which objectionable doors to darken. Her destination, the clandestine apartment of Apollo Cesar Sinclair Robles, a man who'd just claimed his place as the heir to a dukedom by destroying his own father, could be considered a particularly ill-advised one. As her fiacre came to a stop on the Rue de Volney, she fleetingly considered if there weren't less potentially disastrous ways to deal with her current mood. Then she felt the weight of the key she'd kept in her pocket for weeks, and decided there definitely were, but she still wanted to do this. The building looked exactly as she remembered from the night she'd spent here a month earlier. It was one of those modern luxury apartment buildings near the Parc Monceau, kept by wealthy aristocrats and business titans to commit their more slanderous peccadilloes in decadent discretion. When she reached the door, she took a moment to examine herself in the sparkling glass window. The walking suit she'd donned that morning showed the strain of the day. Her face was framed with wisps of loose curls that had escaped the braid pinned to the nape of her neck. Her hat was a bit more askew than what was fashionable, and there was a stain on her left cuff she could not quite identify and was reluctant to smell. She ought to go home, clean herself up, and come another day. She wasn't presentable, and she was certainly not in a state of mind to interact with someone who had a natural gift for trying her patience. Coming to Apollo for what she needed tonight was the furthest from sensible she'd been in a long time. The thought sent a flash of alarm through her body. She decidedly ignored the cardiovascular admonition. Undeterred, she pushed the door open and strode right up to the porter with the key dangling from her hand and her heart making another valiant effort at warning her off.
Oui, madame.
The porter greeted her with the detached politeness of someone too well trained to openly scowl at her
Sample complete. Ready to continue?